let go.
To the house to see what had to be done.
south and different places.
Here's Marley on the ground. always work so hard, usually behind the scenes, so you can't see them. They don't always get their dress to do, so I like to give them a shout out. This song is in memory of Tom Petty.
Thank you.
called West Memphis. I wrote this about the story about the West Memphis Three. These three kids in high school who were falsely accused of this horrible crime and thrown in prison and didn't have a fair trial or anything. But it was in West Memphis, Arkansas, so. A real small town with small-minded people, I guess. You know, they pointed out these kids because, you know, they listened to the wrong kind of music and they didn't dress like they were supposed to. So I guess they kind of stood out. So, you know, they just got harassed and harangued and arrested and imprisoned. They finally got out. And this film was made about it called West of Memphis that I watched. And I was so inspired after that, watching that film, that documentary, that I wrote this song after that. We'll be right back. people talking.
Oh,
song I wrote about a guy I knew who was from Nacogdoches, Texas. I love playing somewhere where people know where that is. And he had an affinity for Louisiana, especially Lake Charles, where I was born. And we owned a yellow El Camino for about a minute. And he used to take road trips in between Houston and New Orleans. And he liked to stop at this little place just outside of Lake Charles called the Stop and Shop, where they made fresh boudin. And get boudin and Dixie beer and have that. And y'all know what boudin is. Yeah. Thank God, finally. Because, you know, if I'm playing up in New York City or someplace like that, they don't have a clue. And I always say, I tell them, well, I'm not going to try to describe boudin because it might upset the vegetarians. Y'all already know what it is. Yeah, I feel like I'm home almost. This is close enough to Louisiana, I guess. Anyway, so. This guy's name was Clyde Joseph Woodward III. And I found it, you know, when you have a name like that with a number at the end of it, like the third or the fourth or something, there, you're usually gonna find some interesting dynamics in that family. And that was the case here. Both of his parents were alcoholics and members of the country club in Dallas. And Clyde was running as far away and fast as he could go to get away from his background. And he kind of abused himself with a whole lot of drinking and partying and everything. So he passed away some years ago, and I wrote this song right after that. But the thing about Claude was he could cook up a mean pot of gumbo and other Louisiana dishes, which kind of, you know, made up for some of his shortcomings, I guess. Anyway, this is for Claude. It's called Lake Charles. He always said Louisiana. curtains on the windows too. Keep the bright branches bend and fruit falls to the ground. Baby, sweet baby.
I don't need it.
Well, both my grandfathers were Methodist ministers, one from Louisiana and one from Arkansas. So I was, of course, inspired by some of that. And also these signs along the highway, you know, that you see sometimes driving down through the South, and big billboards looming over the road that say things like "Repent now" in big letters. Those used to scare the hell out of me as a kid, sitting in the back seat looking out, seeing those big, huge signs that say things like that. So I wrote this song called "Something Wicked This Way Comes." You can take it however you want to. It's not meant to be taken literally. And on drums back here from Shreveport, Louisiana. Home Gray. On guitar here from Long Beach, California, Mark Ford. Also on guitar, pedal steel, and harmonica from Ventura, California. Doug Pettibone. This is a song I learned from a Delta Blues lady named Memphis Minnie. It's called You Can't Rule Me. About what I see, way too much is going wrong, and it's right in front of me. You can't rule me. You can't rule me. You can't take my money and try to rule me too. Thank you.
You become my weakness. Now I got your sweetness all up in my head. Honeybee, I swear, we make royal cake. Oh, my little honeybee.
Thank you.
want you anymore, cause you took my joy. I don't want you anymore. You took my joy. You took my joy.
Peace out.